This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. BJP leader Rekha Gupta will be sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Delhi at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan in the national capital this afternoon. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena will administer the oath of office and secrecy. The name of Mrs. Gupta was announced as the new Chief Minister following Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting in New Delhi last evening. She met Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena in Raj Nivas yesterday and staked claim to form the new government. The Lieutenant Governor accepted the claim and invited her to form the government. The new government in Delhi will have 6 cabinet ministers. They are Parvesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Ravinder Indraj Singh, Kapil Mishra and Pankaj Kumar Singh. Now let's go live to a correspondent who is at the Ram Leela Maidan, where swearing in ceremony will take place today. Anupam, if you can hear me, can you give us a sense of the atmosphere at the Ram Leela Maidan as BJP MLA Rekha Gupta prepares to take the oath as Chief Minister of Delhi in a short while? Hello, Anupam, can you hear me? I'm sorry, we are not connected to Anupam at this point in time. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, among others, will attend the swearing-in ceremony. Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of around 20 states have also been invited to attend the event. Delhi Police has issued a traffic advisory in anticipation of large crowds. To manage the traffic during the event, certain diversions and restrictions will be in place. Earlier last night, talking to media, Rekha Gupta thanked the top leadership of the party for entrusting her with the responsibility of the post of Chief Minister. She pledged to work with full honesty, integrity and dedication for the welfare and development of the people of Delhi. BJP leader and MLA from Rohini, Vijender Gupta, will be sworn in as the Speaker of Delhi Assembly. He won from the Rohini Assembly constituency with a margin of more than 37,000 votes against Aam Aadmi Party's Pradeep Mittal. Talking to reporters, Mr. Gupta thanked the party for giving him the responsibility of Delhi Assembly Speaker. Mr. Gupta said he will fulfill his responsibility and expressed hope that there will be a healthy discussions in the House. President Draupadi Munmu has greeted the people of Arunachal Pradesh and Mizoram on the Statehood Day. In a social media post, the president said both states have rich cultural heritage and expressed hope that people will preserve the extraordinary natural heritage and cultural traditions. We have now connected again with a correspondent, Anupam. Anupam, can you hear me?
Yes, Abhishek.
Anupam, can you give us a sense of the atmosphere at the Ram Leela Maidan as BJP MLA Rekha Gupta prepares to take the oath as Chief Minister of Delhi in a short while?
Yes, Abhishek, the new Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will take the oath shortly in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Chief Ministers of different states, and common men. Kumar Singh will also take over as minister. We can see the enthusiasm among BJP workers here as the party is returning for 27 years. Nearly after half an hour, Prime Minister and other special invitees will arrive here in Ram Leela Maidan. At 12 noon, Lieutenant Governor Binay Kumar Saxena will administer oath of office to Chief Minister, Council of Ministers. Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Anupam, for that comprehensive update. Well, moving on, External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar will begin a two-day visit to Johannesburg, South Africa from today to participate in the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting. He is visiting at the invitation of Minister of International Relations and Cooperation of South Africa, Ronald Lamola. The External Affairs Minister's participation in the G20 FMM will strengthen India's engagement with G20 countries and bolster the voice of the Global South in this important forum. Domestic benchmark equity indices opened lower today, tracking mixed global cues as fresh tariff threats, weak Asian markets and foreign fund outflows hurt investor sentiment. The 30-share BSE benchmark Sensex dropped 393 points to 75,546, while the Nifty 50 declined 119 points to 22,814 in the early trade. In ICC cricket today, Indian team led by Rohit Sharma will take on Bangladesh at the Dubai International Stadium this afternoon. The match will start at 2:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.